SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Wednesday night. It must be Wednesday because Joe's here. That's how I know that. Big football show tonight. We've got a lot going on. NFL heads to week 12. Got the college football playoff rankings, which, of course, I didn't really get to do any of last night because I had the leaflet of college football, George Kurtz, with me. So now that we have the encyclopedia back, we'll really dive in, and we got some things to talk about when it comes to that. Not a lot to talk about. That's why Wednesdays are great, because it's been so long since me and Joe get together that there's a lot of topics to get through. Hit Burbell in the mix as well. Mike Carver with you. And yes, the aforementioned encyclopedia of college football. Back from, I know he had a long road trip with the hit list this week. Raheem Morris was on there, Josh Palmer, a few guys on the Gopher to Two hit list, but we'll see if he's cleaned that up. Gopher to Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? I almost forgot I had this show tonight. I didn't know what night it was, you know? Thanks for the 20,000 bandos, man! Thanks for the 20,000 bandos. What's going on?
Yeah, well, look, you're very busy. So that's why it wouldn't surprise me that you didn't know that you were back with us tonight. So it does happen. I get it. You know, you pop in, you pop out. Pop in, you pop out. And that's okay. You know, that's just kind of the way things are.
You miss me. Just admit it.
Yeah,
you miss me.
Of course.
I'm a well-liked individual. You can't get
it. I admit it, like I told you. Last year I spent what was it, 22 hours a week on the air with you during football season, and this year I got you for maybe barely four. So I mean, that's a big drop off from year
you
one year
withdrawal.
To the next. So
you haven't withdrawn.
It is what it is. It is what it is. Forget all that, Joe, because we got too much to do. We'll cut through the pleasantries. And we'll get right into it. How you doing tonight? Are you okay? Do you got anything going on? Are you in on the NBA, or are you just laser focused for the football card this weekend?
Carver,
that's it. Do you have anything live?
I have never felt this good about a college football weekend.
Yeah, this is like the seventh time this year you've said that.
Carver,
like
I don't want to say anything. Don't look
it.
Now, but Seabiscuit's coming up. I mean, I told you I was going to crack it to the whip, and all I do is, that's it, another winning week. I mean, I don't know what more I could do. Boston College, crypto play comes in. I mean, right? Whiskey down. I mean, you want me to keep going? I mean, you know, outside of LSU just losing, which I didn't even pick them. I mean, it was a great weekend.
Unbelievable. Yeah, the over in that game.
It's all right. LSU. Don't worry. I have, okay, a 10-star diamond play for the upcoming college football weekend. I never put this out pre-Thanksgiving. I'm putting it out absolutely free for all the premium clients. They're going to get the text message. They're going to get everything. They're going to get it absolutely free. Week 13 of college football never comes out prior to week 15 of the NFL. I mean, it's act now. I mean, listen to Carver and Lisi is all I got to say, because it's amazing in terms of how I feel for this college football Saturday. I mean, I'm only with you, what, 3.85 hours a week now? Is it? No. It's more than that.
Well, if you took the commercials out, it's less. I mean, it's like 3 hours if you take the commercials out. So, yeah, it's really, you know, it's about 3 hours.
3.85 hours of Carver and Lisi. People are crying for more. Yeah, I hear they're crying.
Right. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
We have a lot to get to. I'm interested to see what that five diamond soccer quarters play is when we
smash
get to Friday.
Smash the mannequin in the corner special.
Smash the mannequin
in the corner.
Okay. Smash the mannequin in the corner. We'll make sure to do that because we don't want to hit any real people. So the mannequins are who we're going to go after.
We never condone violence on this show. Ever.
Only against mannequins, is what you're saying. Against mannequins
we can condone.
And
fictitious people. Correct.
Okay. Well, that's
only
fine.
In our minds. Right?
I want to start tonight, Joe, with this college football playoff thing. Because I didn't get to do any of it last night, which is okay. I mean, me and George did all the NFL. It's all right. We had a couple things going on. It is what it is.
Now, is it true that George has, like, you know, a sound bar? He's got a bug on the bottom of the screen now, too?
I believe that is true. I'm pretty sure that's true.
I leave the show for 1 day a week, and all of a sudden now there's bugs,
Joe,
on the bottom.
We need to be able to make sure that we have, you know, it is what it is. George is here I'm pretty much half the amount of time that you are. So, you know, we got to make sure that we got him covered on Tuesday nights. We got to make sure that we have him covered for when he's here. And before I even get into that, I already took Matias to task last night. I don't know if you would like to do it now.
I made him
go to the podium, and I told
him on Sunday.
I explained it. Well, I know you would. He mentioned that you texted him, but it didn't seem like he responded to you at all. So I wanted to make sure that I drove the point home to him last night that you were very upset with Raheem Morris with 8.5 minutes to go, putting Penix in the game and then basically just waving the white flag. Why put Penix in the game if you're just going to run the football and kill the clock the entire time?
Gutless.
Makes no,
your
no
coach
sense
is gutless.
Completely gutless.
The whole team sucks. You know it and I know it, and that's why you didn't get back to me on Sunday night, Matias. You crawled into the corner. Like many, you know, Dirty Bird fans. Terrible.
That's a lie.
And you know what?
That's a lie.
I'm telling you this right now.
That's a lie.
Be quiet. I'm talking. I have the podium right now.
You're the judge.
I'm going to say this. Off of principle, I hope the Rizzler comes out of the grave, the Rizzler. I hope he comes out and catches your Dirty Bird. He's got that team playing with fire and gas. Fire and gas.
Rizzler. He's also rooting for the Rizzler.
The Rizzler.
What's the price on the Rizzler to win that division now? What's the price on that?
It's gotta be at least 10-1, Carver.
Let's find
two
out.
Games
let's see. What's the Rizzler to win the NFC South? NFC South for the Rizzler is 30-1. 30-1.
I'm betting.
Big number.
I'm betting it because your team is
big
gutless.
Big number.
Your sucks. I told you he sucks. You didn't want to play. Oh, $86 million man. If all we did is have a quarterback, he's Aaron Rodgers 2.0. He's going to drive that organization straight down like a dart. Right into the dirt.
They're only two games back with what? Six to play. They're only two games back. Actually, they're not. They've played one more. Have they played one more? The Falcons had their. What's the bye situation there? The Falcons
we have our
had
bye
their
this
bye
week.
This week. So do the
yeah,
Saints.
Thank God.
So they're a straight two games back right now. So we'll see. We'll see. And by the way, Matias says he did text you back on Sunday. He says
we talked, Joe. Back. You're a little liar. It's you coming in hot.
Well, to be
Whoa!
Fair,
you texted me. Your team is gutless.
Now, to be fair, I'm the one who said that you didn't answer him. That was me. I said it. Joe never said it. I said it. I said Matias never answered you. That was me embellishing the story a little bit. So I don't want to get everybody upset, which we're nobody's going to be. But either way, we're going to come back, Joe. I know that these jokers in that college football playoff committee, they sit around that room and they just want to make things for people to talk about. They need to generate interest. They're doing a pretty good job of it because I don't know. They must have ate some bad eel, as you like to say, when they make some of these rankings. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe, let's get into this college, because I've been dying to talk about this. I didn't get, like I mentioned with George last night. All right, so the Crack Crab and Lobster Committee puts out their rankings, and we only got a couple weeks to go, right, Joe? We have this weekend, then we have Thanksgiving weekend, and then actually championship
December
weekend.
December 6th, December 7th is the championship weekend.
So you have three more weekends of games to get through before these...
Well, technically, December 15th is the Army-Navy game, standalone.
Yeah, but that's not going to be part of... The matchups are going to be set. Everything's... Right. The day after that conference championship Saturday, which is the 7th, the 8th is when they announce everything. Sunday the 8th is the big show where they put out the final rankings. Either way. Now... Last week, we kind of touched on how it's kind of nonsense. You know, I think the SEC teams are better than some of the teams that they're slotted behind at this point, but that stuff you would think work it out. The thing that bothers me the most, Joe, about what they did this week, even more so than them trying to sell you that head-to-head matters, but then drop Tennessee out when they've beaten Alabama. You know, I get it. So it's head-to-head matters, but only who you beat last week. That's the only time head-to-head matters. It's not head-to-head throughout the whole season. It's head-to-head now. Because Tennessee lost to Georgia now, them beating Alabama, I guess, doesn't count anymore. Right? Right, Joe? I mean, it just doesn't count, I guess. Because all these teams are beating each other. There's very thin margins between them. But what did you think of them putting Boise in that fourth conference champion slot? And I understand... Boise's got one loss. BYU's got one loss. Whoever wins the Big 12, whether it's Colorado, BYU, Arizona State, whoever it's going to be, they will get that bye over Boise State. You cannot put the Mountain West champion in there. The Big 12, you defend this league all the time, and now I'm the one standing on the podium defending. The Big 12 is a tough league. All right, so they don't have some 10-0 team this year or 9-1 team. I do have some 9-1 teams. It's a tough league, Joe. It's a deep league, and it's nonsense that they did this. And they basically said the Big 12 sucks. It's kind of what saying to you.
They're all hanging their hat on the 3-point loss in Eugene to the top team in the country. So I guess Boise's exactly like Wisconsin then, because they lost to Oregon as well. Right by 3 in their house. I mean, you know, think of it that way. I mean, Boise's a good team. I'm still not sold that they're elite. And again, Mountain West is good, but it's nowhere near the Big 12. It's nowhere near the Big 12.
Nowhere near.
You know that as well as that. Right.
And do you believe that this will course correct by the end of this 3 weeks? And whoever comes out of it, because.
How about this?
Yes. Go ahead.
How about this? Boise might not even be the group of five team that's there.
Well, who's beating them?
Army.
No, they're not playing Army, Joe. Who's going to upset Boise to take them out of that spot?
Well, why does somebody have to upset Boise to take them out of that spot?
Because they've buried Army, and they've put them too far back. And Army's not beating Notre Dame this week either.
Okay,
so I know you want to live on those
three. If Army knocks off Notre Dame, what happens then? What if Army's undefeated? You're telling me they're going to put Boise State over Army that defeated a top 10 opponent, Notre Dame, and is undefeated conference champion? No shot. Not happening. They're 7-1 to make the college football playoff. No way. Not happening. Boise's not getting that inside track over Army if they're undefeated. Not happening in any type of situation. It's not happening, Carver.
I'm not so sure about that.
Be sure. I'm telling you. Forget the Crack Craig and Lobster. Forget what they put out.
Because they also don't want to risk. They don't want to risk putting Army in and them losing the Navy too. They don't want to risk that either. And I know you have a problem with that. I understand that you have a problem with that. But they don't want to risk Army losing the Navy game and then they look bad.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's the standalone game. They chose to be that way. If Army is a conference champion at 13-0, and one of those wins are against Notre Dame that crushed Navy by 30-plus points, and they do it on a neutral field in prime time, absolutely not. There's no shot they are putting Boise State over Army. It's just not happening. I'm telling you, no shot.
You're saying no shot.
No shot. None.
They're not beating Notre Dame.
All right, don't be so shocked. All right.
They're not beating Notre Dame.
Okay, could be a catalytic play.
You're putting another catalytic converter service academy play? Because that didn't go well a couple weeks ago with that.
Navy USF was that game. Hang on. Let me just say this. Army's defense is only giving up 10 points per game. 82 rushing yards on the ground. It doesn't matter. 38% third down defense. Doesn't matter, Carver.
Who are they beating?
Doesn't matter. North Texas, you name it. They've done it. They're steamrolling.
The mean green?
A lot of people like the mean green. That was a soldier play for a lot of people. A lot of people out west like a soldier play.
Temple, Rice, Tulane. Get serious.
Just take care of business if you're Notre Dame, okay? Just take care of business.
They already had their embarrassing loss for the year. They're not going to have a second.
Okay.
They won't have a second embarrassing loss.
Never lose to Army. Yeah, we'll see. You know?
Never. Okay. And I'll tell you this much. I'm not sure they jump all the way past Boise even if they win the game. I'm not sure about that. It'll be closer, obviously, but I don't think they go the whole way.
Okay. Have it all figured out.
So I started this by trying to defend the Big 12, and you pivoted to the Army nonsense. So you just want to get in on Army. That's all. We're trying to defend the Big 12, talk the league up a little bit.
The league is legit. I mean, come on now. You put Colorado up against Boise State. Very good game.
Carver Lee, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. We're back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our release is SportsGrid Radio, SiriusXM 159. All right, Joe, I want to give you a couple of these numbers on a few of these teams. So you already mentioned Army, right? I actually don't have the Army number in front of me because it's New York. You said plus 700 for Army to make the college football playoff. Is that what you have?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. That's a good number. Boise minus 280 for the yes, plus 220 for the no. BYU plus 300 to the yes now. BYU minus 400 to the no. Colorado is even money, plus 100 to the yes. What do they have Arizona State at? They don't have a number for Arizona. How do they not have a number for Arizona State?
You tell me.
I mean, if they beat BYU on Saturday, don't they have? Is there some kind of dopey tiebreaker I'm missing? Don't they have? There'll be a lot of teams with two conference losses, right, Joe? That's going to drop BYU. And so are they not listed because they don't get a tiebreaker? Unless someone else loses, I got to find this out now.
Figure that out. Let me see what BYU's got. BYU should have an easy road. I remember looking at this. Actually, they play Houston and Arizona State this weekend. That's it.
Yeah, but the Arizona State BYU game is this week.
Yeah.
So, but what I'm saying is that if Arizona State wins.
Yeah.
BYU drops to two conference losses.
Correct.
Arizona State would have two conference losses.
But they lose the head-to-head.
Iowa State has two conference losses. So it would be a three-way tie. That's provided Colorado doesn't lose a game. And they have an Iowa State number listed as plus 760 to the yes. Does Iowa State get in the title game on a three-way tie? Two losses in the conference. We're gonna have to find some of the charts and graphs people who have this stuff lined up.
Let me see.
I'm going through a couple of these guys now.
Here's the tiebreaker scenarios. You ready? For Iowa State. You ready? You listening?
I'm listening. Go ahead. I have the tiebreaker scenario.
In order for the Cyclones to have a chance of playing in Arlington, they will have to win the remainder of their games against Utah and K-State. This is coming from the Des Moines Register. Assuming the Cyclones win out, here's the tiebreaker situations. Man, this is crazy.
It says here the scenario I just mentioned, Arizona State. Yes.
In the event of a two-team tie, it's head-to-head. Win percentage against common Big 12 opponents. Win percentage against the next highest placed opponent proceeding through the standings. When arriving at another group of tied teams while comparing records, each team's winning percentage against the combined group will be used. Fourth is the strength of schedule in the conference. Five is total number of wins in the 10-game, 12-game season. Highest ranking by Sports Source analytics team rating score metric after the last weekend of the regular season game. And if it does come down to number seven, that's a coin toss.
Man, coin toss. That would bother some people, huh? Officially, the Big 12 conference office is commenting on only on two scenarios, which is BYU and Colorado. So I have Arizona State. It says here that Arizona State, according to The Athletic, almost control their own destiny. But there's one possible scenario where Arizona State wins its final two games and doesn't make it. That's if Colorado and Iowa State also win out and BYU loses both of their games. So the only way that would happen is if BYU not only lost this week, but then lost to Houston as well in the last game. Three-way tie, it's Arizona State, it sounds like, according to all the charts and graphs. But either way, Joe, they got to get through this week first, which is a monster game. And me and you have kind of said, I don't think BYU is a great team. No. I'd love to see Dillingham beat him on Saturday. I think that would be great.
I like Dillingham.
Yeah. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you aboard. All right, Joe, let's do one other thing with this playoff, and that's the SEC side of things, which has also got people all kind of up in a tizzy in terms of, and it's hard, Joe, because there is so many teams that they're all, you know, they're kind of in the same boat. You know, they've all got two losses. They've all beaten each other in like a round robin type of way. Texas is, you know, kind of ahead of everybody now, and they've got the inside track, obviously, to be in that title game. Did you see what Lane Kiffin said about not being in the title game, and that might be an advantage to not be in the title game because then you wouldn't get the third loss and you would just not play that week and you wouldn't budge because you're not playing that week? Do you think that they would do that? Would you reward the team that was in the title game and played the extra game?
We see this all the time, right? We see this all the time. Yes and no. I mean, TCU a couple of years ago lost to Kansas State in the title game and they made the playoff. And then Georgia loses to Alabama last year and gets left out of the playoff.
Yeah, but I just feel like this is a little, the scenario is a little different this year.
Why?
With the 12 teams. Because with 12 teams, and I'm just talking SEC specific, because there are so many teams with two losses that it would, and there's always the fifth team is just sitting right on the next team out. to jump back in. It just getting that third loss, wouldn't that drop you below all of those teams with two, you would think? Wouldn't that just automatically drop you out if you pick up the third loss in the title game?
I mean, who it's hard to say. It's hard to say because who are we talking about? Are we talking about two SEC teams? Are we talking about an SEC yeah. versus a group of five? Are we talking SEC versus a Big Ten? Are we, what's the scenario?
Well, I don't think there's any more than four getting in, no matter what. So you have whoever wins is obviously automatically going to be in. You're going to then have two teams that probably don't make the SEC title game that are going to feel probably pretty secure based on what their ranking is. And then you're going to have a team that, you know, is in the title game and loses and has the opportunity to fall out. I think if it makes perfect sense. This year, in this new format, it might not be beneficial to be in the game. Obviously, if you win, it is because you get a bye. But the other side of the sword is pretty bad this year if you're ranked between 8 and 12 going into that conference title game. You could be in trouble if you lose.
I agree, but sometimes I hate leaving it up to the committee. If you have an opportunity to seize the moment, then, you know, I mean, what's Lane going to say in that situation?
Well,
he's not going to most likely make the championship. Right?
Right. Well, the book basically says that Georgia's in. They have Georgia at the yes to minus 2,200. They have them in. Now, I know Georgia's not going to lose any. I guess they feel Georgia's just going to win these last couple games, and which they will, and then just potentially not play in the title game, and they'll be fine. They have Alabama at minus 800. They have Ole Miss at minus 420.
Yeah.
Then they have Tennessee at minus 160. They don't even have a number on Texas because they just assume Texas is going to be in. So,
yeah, I don't understand.
They might not automatically be in if they lose to Texas A&M.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know. It's a crazy situation. I think right now who's deserving? SEC, Ole Miss, Bama, Georgia, Texas.
So so Tennessee's your team on the out right now. Tennessee's the yep. team that you say. Now, they did beat Alabama. So they lose credit, I guess, for not playing the other teams. I mean, they lost to Georgia and they beat Alabama. They didn't play Ole Miss, right, Joe? Or did they didn't play no. Ole Miss this year? And they didn't play Texas. They didn't play Texas A&M, right? They didn't play Texas A&M either?
No.
So it's probably going to be them because they don't have any other games to – their wins aren't going to be good enough to jump them up, right? I mean, they're playing UTEP and Vandy.
Nope.
The wins aren't going to be good enough to vault them. And maybe even vault a team that loses that third game. Might not be enough. Well,
you could say vault them. Get it? Well.
Thank you very much. Ohio State and Indiana this week. The numbers here seem to say that Indiana's getting in, you know, they're minus 355 for the yes. They've propped them up pretty high on that list. That they'd have to take a mighty tumble to completely fall out of it if they lost. What's the number, Joe, that Indiana has to stay within this Saturday?
10.
Keep themselves. So you think they could lose by 14 and drop all the way out of the 12?
No, I just said 10.
I said, what's the number that they can lose and stay? I'm saying, let's say they lose by 10. Are they staying in the top 12?
Absolutely.
They lose by 14?
Or more, they're outside. They're 11 or 12.
So that's what I'm saying to you. You think two touchdowns or more, and they're going to drop all the way out of 12 from where they are now, which is 5, I guess, right? So they're going to drop all the way out of 12. I think it's got to be, I think it's got to be 21 or more. I think 21 or more, and they get completely never in the game, get racked, and I think they're gonna be sweating.
Got a divergence going.
They covered a game, Joe. I think they're fine.
Got a divergence going.
Oh, you got a divergence. Centers, what do you got?
Centers out for Ohio State.
Yeah.
McLaughlin, right?
Yeah.
Right. 70% of the tickets on Indiana.
I've seen higher than that, Joe.
Let's say it's 80.
I saw a book today.
And the
that
line just moved 3 points. And the line moved 3 points in Ohio State's favor. That's what you call clear cut divergence. Now, let me throw this out. I don't want to do this earlier in the week, but I'll do it. Ohio State's won not one, not two,
I know,
not 10,
I know,
not 20, 28 straight games.
They're 30-0-1 against Indiana.
I am not going to be betting this game.
Okay.
Game. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
But I originally thought that Curtis Warwick would keep it close. Now I feel like I'm thinking about it. Centers out. Most important player on the offensive line, right? Line's opened up at 10.5. It's up to, it's ballooned to 13.5. Last time they were competitive was Michael Penix in the COVID year.
Only time. They've ever been competitive with them game.
I think in 1991, Carlos Snow. Carlos Snow, they won like 21-17.
Carlos ain't around anymore.
Well, he's alive.
He ain't gonna be back. He ain't gonna be throwing the pads on Saturday. I want Indiana to stay in this game and cover it, Joe. The line movement and the ticket, it has me very nervous. I think they're in trouble. Carver and Lisi back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As I was saying, Joe, before we went to that break, I want Indiana to be in this game. I love the story. I love Cignetti. Been so good to me this year. Love Rourke. There's a lot of things pointing at 48-17 Ohio State. There's just a lot of things that are pointing at that. And you brought up the majority of them. That 10.5 to 13.5. Everybody's betting on Indiana. It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
I'm not betting this game. I'm telling you that right now.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
This is a simple. I do like a Big Ten game, but it's not that one.
Now, my bread and butter this year has been the over in these Indiana games. So I think that could still be a number for me at 51.5 because I do think that you'll get some points, whether it's a blowout or not, or a close game.
Thanks for the 20,000 bandos, man.
Quick thoughts on a few, and obviously on Friday night we'll do the picks and we'll dive into some of these games a little bit more. SMU obviously has a lot on the line, and they're going to lay 9.5 at Virginia. They need to keep this going to get themselves in that ACC title game and have a chance to get to break into the college football playoff as well. You trust them laying 9.5 on the road in Charlottesville, Joe?
No. And you know how I felt about Boston College. That was a crypto play last week. They should have won the game outright. Grayson James, key and critical interception right before the half. But they sort of exposed SMU a little bit. They rushed for 180 yards on the ground. Big physical offensive line. Virginia fighting for bowl contention. Playing at home, they get abused by Notre Dame. At home, catching 9.5, I think they're alive. I don't know if they win it, but I don't think they lose it by more than a touchdown. How about that? I like the 9.5 with the Cavs.
Obviously, Miami's also in that equation in the ACC, and they have Wake Forest in at Hard Rock on early kick on Saturday at noon East. Yeah. 24.5 is a big number, but you'd have to think, Joe, off a loss, off a bye, at home, a lot of time for Mario Big Chest to pump him up. No, Joe shaking his head. No, he thinks gutless here against Wake Forest. Wow.
I just don't know what they're going to come. You would think they'd come out inspired, but I'll take the 24.5 with Bachmeier. He's a little hot and cold.
He's been a little Bachmeier.
Well, the guy puts up points. He's a turnover machine, but they could put up points. Clawson's not going to be fazed by Big Chest. And they're a disciplined team. They don't have a great talent, but they have some playmakers that could put up points. This might look like Duke. And you know what? Duke was within that number. If they don't turn it over at the end, I'm going to take the 24.5.
We mentioned already with the Big 12 that BYU is going to be at Arizona State this week, and Arizona State's 3.5-point favorite. But also the other key game in the Big 12 is Colorado, who's been playing great and really does control their own destiny in the Big 12. They are going to Arrowhead, where in the last 2 weeks, Joe, Kansas at Arrowhead blasted Iowa State, completely blasted them, and then went to Provo and beat BYU on Saturday night. And this number, 3.5, short number, Colorado favorite here. Kansas is looking like the team that we thought they were going to be, and they can win in their last two games and get in a bowl. You're buying Jalen Daniels, who suddenly is back to what he was before last year when he got hurt.
I don't believe Kansas is going to be on this four-game heater just to become bowl eligible. Playing well, but I do buy into not just Colorado's offense, how the defense is playing. They have played much better offenses and contained them in terms of this stretch. They went toe-to-toe with a physical blue-collar team in Utah. Granted, they were, limited at the quarterback position, but I still think this game's a shootout. And in the end, the line opened up at 2.5. It's up to 3.5. Under 4, I still like Colorado.
Interesting number for Texas A&M into Jordan Hare on Saturday night, right? Auburn sucks. And this number is only 2.5 for A&M. We saw go on the road a few weeks ago into South Carolina. Now, South Carolina ended up probably being a little bit better than we thought. But still, Auburn stinks, Joe. And you know what that means? That this line stinks. That's what it does to me.
Yeah, I agree. Last time they were there, Cadillac Williams as interim coach got the victory. Texas A&M needs one win to overexceed the 8.5 preseason total. They could be looking ahead. I just don't like the fact that Elko tossed out Texas as being a main game. I'll take a shot. I like Auburn. If you're going to bet the two, take them on the money line because I don't think it comes down to the 2 points. Either way. Either Auburn's going to smash them or A&M's going to win by double digits. So I don't think the two is in play in any capacity.
Yeah, I'm with you. If it's a close game, they're going to win it, or if not, it's going to be a blowout, I think. It's not going to be something where you're going to, lose the game by one or two. Iowa State could be tricky in Utah on Saturday. I know Utah's kind of let go of the rope here. And they don't got much left. But you like to think maybe at home. And Iowa State's had problems the last few weeks.
How about the over?
Off the deck last week. 42.5, huh? Rocco. Can Rocco put some points up? Rocco.
I mean, do we really think they're going to be held to 17? 20? You think this is a 2017 game? I don't. 24-20, we get it. No?
Take the over. Could be a best bet. You never know.
My best bet for you. My best bet I already have this weekend.
You got it all lined up.
I see it clearly. Let me tell you, don't come next to me this week, because they could be calling me red hot. I mean, the Rizla 2.0.
Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. There is games tonight, Joe. I don't know if you're involved or not with the Maction here this evening, but you do have Eastern Michigan Downs at home 17-0 to Buffalo in Ypsilanti as the Eagles were trying to get to bowl eligible. They could have won their sixth game. Doesn't look like it's going to happen right now. And Toledo's up 7-0 on Ohio as they start the second half. So a bit of a slog that game is so far between Toledo and Ohio. Maction, Joe. I know that gets you excited. Maction.
It does get me excited. I'm excited for next week, Black Friday with the games, you know, in the afternoon, a little turkey, you know. And
now, I know you never like when I do this to you.
We're only going to be on one day next week, correct?
I mean, you're only going to be on one day next week. Yeah, you're only going to be on one day next week. So, you
know, how many are you going to be on?
Sounds like I'm going to be on a couple. I mean, I have Tuesday night we're on, so right. Be on a couple days, it sounds like. And I know you don't like hearing this, but it's true. The Black Friday college football slate's awful. It's an awful slate of games. It's
Harvard,
awful.
Harvard.
Listen to this slate. Oregon State, Boise, Oak State, Colorado, Minnesota, Wisconsin.
Those are great games.
I mean, the Egg Bowl, Mississippi State stinks. Georgia Tech's going to get destroyed by Georgia. Nebraska, Iowa. I mean, how many times we got to sit through that? Utah and UCF. I mean, that is a bad slate of games on Black Friday. Bad slate. You got to put one marquee game on that day. There's no marquee games that day. None.
So there's only four games on?
Well, the other games are even worse. You want me to say Stanford, San Jose State, Utah State, Colorado State, Liberty and Sam Houston, Ball State and Ohio? Like, that's going to fill out the schedule for you, Joe? That makes you excited?
Miss State, Ole Miss is a great game. Navy, East
Not
Carolina.
A great game.
Minnesota, Wisconsin.
Sucks.
Come on. Are you
Minnesota,
kidding me?
Wisconsin.
When is that? No, Arkansas.
A couple 6-win teams. I mean, 5 and 6-win teams. Who cares?
Saturday? When are they putting Arkansas on? Where's Arkansas?
The Arkansas-Missouri game?
Saturday at 3:30. That's gutless.
Yeah, you know.
Nah, boy.
That's Saturday. It's just
Iron
Now
Bowl.
Saturday's outstanding. Saturday, but they could have took two or three of those Saturday games and migrated those over to Friday, because the Friday schedule is very subpar. Very subpar.
Texas Tech and West Virginia. What a game. Joey McGuire.
Again, a couple 5 and 6 win teams. You know, it's just.
Tell
you, South Carolina Clemson game is going to be good this year. South Carolina Clemson game is going to be a good game.
Let me tell you, South Carolina, they'll punch you in the mouth. They'll crack you in the mouth. Huh? How about that Lenora Sellers? What about your gutless Notre Dame team? I tell you what, Carver, you and I, you're a guy like a lot of people on this network that bash this Notre Dame team. I pumped them up, and now that you're back on the gravy train, because they put a little money in your pocket and they put a little food in your belly. Now, all of a sudden, now you're backing them up against Army. Well, let me just tell you something. I dictate where Notre Dame goes, okay? This is a very difficult game for them. I'm telling you this right now. You better buckle your lip, all right? Yeah. Buckle it up, guy.
It's not a difficult game for them.
You know what? I'm telling you this right now. I said it. I've been putting out crumbs all week long. all week long. I'm on.
I hope that's the game. I hope that's the 10-star game.
That's not the game. But this, you know what? This is 1A. Okay? The catalytic converter play is 1. This is 1A, right below it. And then guess what? Not only do I have 1 and 1A, I got 1B and I got 1C. Not 1, not 2, not 3. 4 smash jobs. Punch her in your belly and we're going to give you a slap this weekend. I'm telling you, I'm coming after you. How many games am I behind you in the college? How many? Yeah.
I got to look. I got to look. I don't know. I'll look during the break.
All of a sudden, you're not walking like Boss Hogg like you were in terms of week number 3. No top hat for you.
Beat up last week.
No $200.
Had a good NFL, though. Good NFL last week. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.